One's a movie buff. One watches movies just enough. Together, fun will be had by all. This is Nadie and Katie at the Movies. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of Nadie and Katie at the Movies. I'm your host, Nathan, a.k.a. Nadie, of course. And with me on today's episode is my good friend, Katie. Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm doing so well. So incredibly well, because I'm excited to talk about this movie today. And I want to, I don't know if you would say this, because you're not going to brag on yourself, but I want to brag on my friend Nadie here that just got to help to lead a show tonight. You're recording after two productions back to back. It's exciting.
Yeah, two productions back to back, and then two more tomorrow when we're recording this. My school is doing Finding Nemo Jr., and the kids are incredible. And it's just, it's really cool to see how a show comes together. Because just like with any theater experience, you always have those moments where like, how in the world is this going to come together? And then it does. And speaking of theater, this movie that we're about to talk about has something to do with a theater troupe. So this movie is called To Be or Not to Be. And all those theater Shakespeare people out there will know the famous line from Hamlet, which this movie kind of deals with a little bit. So let's get right into the synopsis. During the German occupation of Poland, an acting troupe becomes embroiled in a Polish soldier's efforts to track down a German spy. To Be or Not to Be stars Carol Lombard, Jack Benny, Robert Stack, and Felix Pressart. Now, if two of those names sound familiar, actually probably only one of those names sounds familiar to most people. Robert Stack was actually the host of Unsolved Mysteries. I don't know if you ever watched that show. And Jack Benny was known as a famous radio comedian back in the day. And this movie was kind of one of those more serious. I mean, there were some funny moments in it, but this was a pretty, for the most part, pretty serious movie with like little drops of humor throughout. So, Katie, I'm just going to ask you right ahead because, you know, I'm more of like the classic movie actor. Like I like the classic movies, like, you know, Turner right. Classic Movies and American Movie Classics, even though nowadays AMC is what I like to call American Movie Crap because the majority of the movies on there are not that good. So what did you think of this classic movie? It has some pretty classic.
Say it's, on it. It's classic. It's black and white. It came out in 1942, which is probably, before I even get into my review, probably one of the most interesting things that I was realizing. This is a movie kind of spoofing, like making fun of Hitler, poking fun at the Nazis, created in the middle of World War. I mean, Adolf Hitler is alive at this point when this movie comes out, which just blew my mind because we've seen all kinds of stuff like that, like Inglourious Basterds, the movie, some of these that highlight and almost poke fun at the Nazis. But wow, I was like, hold on a second. Did these people not fear for their life when they made this movie? So there's a backstory on that too. I mean, they definitely got some flack for doing that, but it's definitely a classic. Pretty old movie. And I really, really liked it, Nathan. I was a huge fan.
Yeah, it was a very good movie. I was confused a little bit by it because, again, I knew Jack Benny as a comedian. You know, he had his own radio show. He was very funny. He always played the violin or one of those string instruments. But that's what he was known for. And so when I started watching this movie, I was kind of like waiting for the laugh out loud moments. And then for me, there weren't that many laugh out loud moments, mostly like towards the beginning when they're putting on a play basically about Hitler. And then it's kind of foreshadowing what's going to happen later in the movie because they kind of use that bit in real life with real Nazi people, which I thought was kind of funny because in the beginning of the movie, the guy who's supposed to be playing Hitler comes in and kind of ad libs a line. And he says, you know, everyone's saying, you know, Heil Hitler and all this stuff. And he comes in, he says, Heil myself, which I don't know if you caught that, Katie. I don't know if you are a fan of the Mel Brooks movie, The Producers, or the musical. And they kind of take that from, I'm assuming from this, because another, did you know, there's actually a remake of this movie, To Be or Not to Be, starring Mel Brooks and his wife. So I'm assuming, that's a big assumption, but I'm pretty sure this is what he got it from. He got the whole Springtime for Hitler idea from this movie itself, which he also starred in a remake of. So I thought that was kind of cool. And I thought that was funny because that's the first thing I thought of when the guy comes in and he goes, Heil myself, because that's exactly what they use in the movie. Well,
and,
the
producer. And to be fair, like, I had no idea what I'm getting into, right? Like, no backstory. So when you're watching it, like, I don't know if this is the real Hitler or not. So you're like, wait, what? Hitler wouldn't say that. If you're listening and you haven't watched it yet, please stop and go watch it, because there may be some spoilers. I really, really enjoyed this movie. It's so wrapped up and almost confusing, but it's like a theater troupe pretending to be Nazis, like putting on a show, but then they really have to put on a show, and they kind of use some of what they acted in their show in real life to get them out of being attacked by real Nazis. It's happening in Warsaw, Poland. I know you said it's dark. I think it is very dark content, but to me, I felt like the comedy still stayed through most of it. Like, I feel like Jack Benny, at no point did he get serious. Like, even in the moments where he's fearing death, it's still comical. It's still that I Love Lucy kind of slapstick comedy. So that would be, if I had to give my number one, like, it was, I think this movie was comedy genius. So many clever lines. Like, I was laughing out loud. And even the parts I wasn't laughing, I was smiling because I was like, that's a clever joke. That's a clever joke. Lots of callbacks, lots of repeated lines, lots of connections, jokes that, you know, start at the beginning and then end at the end of the movie, like that long of a joke. The guy that keeps repeating another line from, I think, Shakespeare, like, when we were hungry, did you not feed us?
The Merchant of Venice, yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And he keeps repeating it. And then somehow he ends up needing to use that in the saving everyone's life. So yeah, I thought it was comedic genius. I'm not living back in 1942. We're obviously giving a review in 2024. So another positive I like, again, I didn't live back then, but to me, I think it was impressive, like a bold take. Like, I think it was pretty impressive to take that stance, to have a movie like this. It was very bold, and I think it was a gamble that worked out for them. I know they caught flack, like Benny's dad was supposedly like, did not want to watch this because he's like, I had a hard time seeing my son wearing a Nazi uniform while the Nazis are currently like putting people in concentration camps. Like, this is not, it's too real. So yeah, that's kind of a like and a dislike. I think it was a bold choice. But again, I could see that being really offensive at the time, that this is trying to poke fun and be silly about people who are really living in Poland. So when you see the scenes where like everything was destroyed in the movie, you're almost still like in such a funny, laughy mood. It doesn't hit. You know, I'm not like looking at all the stuff destroyed and being like, oh man, like their whole town is destroyed.
Well, and I think Jack Benny's dad ended up actually watching the movie, even though he was hesitant at first. And he ended up loving it. He thought it was a great movie. And I think Jack Benny, from what I researched, and I actually did research this time because I was interested because I like Jack Benny. This was Jack Benny's favorite movie to make, because I think of the material and the seriousness of it, even though, yes, it was still a comedy. There were still comedic moments. I think he probably saw the seriousness of the message that they were trying to present. And speaking of seriousness, there is some sad behind the scenes stuff with this movie. I mentioned before that this movie stars Carol Lombard. She was, you know, a famous actress back in the day, and just
she was
well
married
known for
to
her beauty.
She was married to Clark Gable. Did you know
she
that?
Was married to Clark Gable, and Clark Gable actually did not want her to make this movie. I don't know why, but he did not. But the sad part about it is that this was her final movie, and I believe she was only in her 30s, and she did not live to see the premiere of this film. She died in a plane accident, and there was actually a an original line in this movie that her character said that they actually cut out because of that. And the line was something like, what can happen in a plane? And so they cut that line out because obviously
that's probably good to cut out.
It would not have gone over well with some Carol Lombard fans. So there's a little behind the scenes sad. Did you know for this film? My only dislike, I don't even think I said my like. My only like really was Jack Benny. I thought he was, because I knew him as the comedian that he was, and I did see a lot of comedic timing with him, even though still I think I'm not saying it did a bad job of balancing the comedy and drama with it, but I just wasn't sure if it was supposed to be a straight comedy sometimes, or if it was supposed to be a dramedy or a dramedy or something. But my only dislike is, again, it wasn't what I expected. And I didn't know what I was expecting, kind of like you. I went into this movie never really hearing about it. I didn't know that there was a remake with Mel Brooks. And so I didn't know the relation between the producers and, you know, how myself and all that stuff. And so I say all that to say, I don't necessarily think I didn't like it. I didn't know what I thought about it after I watched it. Like, it wasn't bad, but it was just confusing to me about if it was supposed to be a straight comedy or whatever. So I would
put it in the dark comedy category.
Well, I mean, but
I don't feel like we've had any time recently.
I think of a dark comedy, I'm thinking like a almost horror, but with some humor in it. That's what I think of dark comedy.
Oh, like what was that one? Get Out.
That's what I think of dark comedy, because it was like borderline horror, but it also had some fun, kind of funny moments. And I wouldn't say that's what this was. I wouldn't say it like had horror. It was just, it had heavy content, because especially since it was taking place during that time. And so it was kind of hard to separate the content of what they were talking about and still think it was funny. Even though there were funny parts. Again, there were funny parts. There were parts that I chuckled at. But I think because I knew Jack Benny from his radio stuff, I guess I was expecting more comedy. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, and I also think, as much as it was probably hard to watch in that time, I also think that the jokes probably did land earlier. Like, one of the running gags is, he's like, oh, concentration camp. What does he call him?
Like concentration camp Carl or something.
Yeah, so he's like, oh, concentration camp, Carl. Yeah. They do the concentrating and we do the camping. Like, you know, it's like, oh, concentration camp jokes don't really land the same now. But again, I felt like it was still comedic genius. You know, there is also like a dead person that shows up, like a dead body that they're pretending. I don't know. I just thought it was so clever. I also feel like my other big addition, so comedic genius, that goes completely to the director. But the other thing would be the acting. Like, Jack Benny, of course, incredible. But I think all the supporting actors were great, and actresses. What was her name? Carol was incredible. I think their chemistry was really good, and I liked that. I thought everybody had a fantastic role and played their part very well. And I'm just really, I want to tell more people about this movie, because like you, I had never heard of this at all. And I do think it is a comedic gold piece of art. But again, I don't know if maybe I have a dark sense of humor sometimes. So maybe things I find funny, other people would not.
I mean, yeah, I would definitely recommend it, just because it is on the top 250 movies of all time. So, I mean, it's obviously on there for a reason. And again, I'm not saying I didn't like it. It just was confused. It confused me at times. So that is To Be or Not to Be. And that is not the question. The question now is, what are we going to rate this movie? You see what I did there? Some Shakespeare. So, Katie, what would you rate To Be or Not to Be?
I would rate To Be or Not to Be, this version, a 6 out of 6, actually. And again, maybe because it's my genre. I know you ranked recently, you ranked one that, because it wasn't your genre. I think it was Dune. You didn't rank Dune very high, because that's just not your type of movie. I love comedy. So 6 out of 6 for me. The only critique I could think of was it may have been offensive at the time. And also that I'm offended that they made a remake. I can't imagine liking it. I don't even really want to watch it, because I can't imagine anyone else playing these characters. Like, it would take away from it.
I mean, I can imagine Mel Brooks playing this character just because based off of the producers and the genius that that movie is. So I'm going to go ahead and give To Be or Not to Be a low 4.5 out of 6 because I just wasn't sure how much of a comedy it was. And I love.
See, I thought you'd find it funny because you're a theater guy. Like, I would assume there's even more like inside.
I thought so too, but when I started watching, it just wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And so, I guess that's why I was kind of disappointed. So that is our rating of To Be or Not to Be, and that will do it for the month of March. We're already done with the month of March, and we're going right into April with this little ditty. Take a listen.
This is fine.
That's fine.
I mean, I can break through walls. I just can't.
That's fine.
Get this on.
Times you save the world, it always manages to get back in jeopardy again.
I feel like the maid. I just cleaned up this mess. Can we keep it clean for 10 minutes?
I'm at the top of my game. I'm right up there with the big dogs. Girls, come on. Leave the saving the world to the men? I don't think so.
Super ladies, they're always trying to tell you their secret identity. Think it'll strengthen the relationship or something like that.
Edna Mode.
Your sword can stretch as far as you can and still retain its shape.
Virtually indestructible and machine washable, darling. That's a new feature.
Message complete. Stand. Back.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da. That's right. We're taking on Disney once again with the super movie, The Incredibles. So I'm excited to talk about that because I, of course, this is one we've probably both seen before. But it's not something we've seen in a while. So I'm interested to talk about what our thoughts are now. So, Katie, do you have anything you'd like to end this episode with?
That man did to Hamlet what Hitler did to Poland.
Thanks for listening to Nady and Katie at the Movies. Feel free to leave us a review so people can find the show. Follow us on all our social media platforms, and if there's a movie that you want us to watch, feel free to contact us at nadyandkatie@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.